A child dwells in the darkness of abuse, captive of events of their victimization. Cancer strikes one far too young to make sense to the grieving. A relationship is destroyed by infidelity, and the bleakness of betrayal burdens each day. We safe in our hallways, our bedrooms, and our baths with nightlights to kind of chase away the goblins for our children, making them ever aware that there are dangers that are lurking in the darkness of their lives. The footsteps in the darkened garage bring nerves to full alert against the probable predator who's on our heels. The house creaks in the wee hours. Who's there? From the very youngest of times, we're warned that darkness is evil, it's dangerous, it's something to be avoided, something to which to be wary. Darkness is the absence of light, the foe of good. Yet if we think about it, that's not exactly accurate either. Remember that Abraham was taken outside in the darkness and told to behold the stars in the heavens, and a promise was made that so shall your descendants be. In darkness, the Israelites fled the oppression of Pharaoh's Egypt and set forth on their journey to freedom once the angel of death had struck down the firstborns. And we can't leave out either the mountaintop of Sinai that was wrapped in darkness as Moses entered into the very presence of God to receive the tablets of the law. What's the difference in these scenarios? What changes that darkness of fear into the darkness of deliverance, a darkness of promise, and a darkness of a relationship? What shines into the great darkness of our own lives? The earth wept as the sun was darkened and the last words were spoken. It is finished. The stone was rolled in front of the entrance of the tomb, shutting in the sun of the morning. And so, it is finished. The suffering was over, the price was paid, the pangs of death for all people, for all eternity, compressed into but 3 hours. Only the very Son of God could endure such pain, such forsakenness of his not always followers, but also his own Father in heaven, and that all for you. Yet even from the darkened tomb, Jesus proclaimed his victory over evil, his descent into hell, as Satan had but a few short hours to dance on his grave. So we ask this morning, the resurrection, does it really matter? It seems like a pretty silly question to ask at this point. Darkness would rule. Without the resurrection, Good Friday would be meaningless. The supper but a small snack in baptism, an annoying dropping of some water on a baby's head, and an occasion for a party. People of all times would be behind locked doors for fear of the darkness of the grave. The Marys of all times would be visiting graves without hope. The doubters would gaze into the heavens and not see anything but the results of some sort of gaseous explosion the physicists call the Great Bang. The resurrection, though, did happen, and it's well attested not only in biblically but historically, from Roman graffito showing the Christus being crucified with a donkey's head to, of course, Josephus and the Roman historian Tacitus. The resurrection did happen. Few really doubt its authenticity or its historicity within Christism. The biblical account is accurate. Christ has died, Christ has risen, and Christ will return again. It's an accurate proclamation of the faith that gives hope and it gives life. With all that being said, though, we're still confronted with the reality that many, in fact, downplay, even deny the resurrection. Asking, too, does it really matter? The presiding bishop, the Episcopal bishop, says the resurrection is about the message, not the mechanics. Another heretic, the bishop retired now, Shelby Spong, said on TV when asked about the resurrection that he tried to walk through a wall and he merely bumped his nose. Many today declare absolutely that the resurrection does not matter. It could be physical, it could be spiritual, it's an old wives' tale, and certainly of no import. Isn't it obvious why the church has lost her influence in society? In today's in people's lives, even our own membership, such powerful forces have aligned themselves. The supposed Christian deniers of the resurrection facts dilute the message and add confusion, joining the liberal secularists, the atheists, the socialists, and others, eroding the very message based in Christ the crucified, Christ the risen. Brothers and sisters, this is a battle for souls. There is a war going on against those who would steal the light and plunge the world back into fear, back into darkness of Satan's grip. We need to proclaim the word and deed in answer to our question this morning, the resurrection, does it really matter? It certainly does. That empty tomb, the appearance to the disciples, the touching of those man-made marks that even today are in heaven with your Savior, as testimony to his love and his sacrifice for you. The resurrection is everything. It means that Christ claims the true. He is truly the ultimate Passover lamb sacrifice on the cross altar for the forgiveness of sins. The grave has no sting, it has no power, it has no claim. It is but a transition from this life to the next, from the body to one like his glorious one. Darkness is no longer feared in faith. The resurrection is everything. It means that his gift is complete. It's complete for you. There's nothing left for you to do for your salvation. You are living now the eternal life that's been promised, not only in the quantity of days, but also in terms of the quality of the life as the royal children of the Most High. No one can victimize you. You are safe in the wounded hands of Jesus. The resurrection is everything. It means that his life is now your life, that you have been incorporated into him, given the Holy Spirit that dwells within, giving you faith and hope, peace and joy, as each and every day is lived in the assurance of the Father's eternal plan. He chose you to be with him forever. Remember that Jesus had you on his mind on Calvary. He proclaimed victory for you that first Easter morn and keeps you with him even today until that time when you are reunited with all the faithful at his banquet table. Remember those stars that Abraham saw? They're you. You are the descendants in Christ. That wilderness journey of Moses has ended. Jesus is with you. The resurrection. Does it really matter? It only means everything. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.